Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Hey, J360 Legion, welcome to another J360 Mini Bites.
Monster Fest, J360 Ready.
Hey, what's going on, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome back to another Mini Bites here for 230. Yes! Oh my god, we are just climbing up the line on all of these shows, guys. And you know, as I was allocating every single episode that we've made, including Monster Fest episodes, we are just knocking it out of the park on these. Man, I tell you. See, the thing about it is, much like Dr. Frankenstein, I create a monster every week. And if it isn't the usual J360 lineup, you guys are definitely going to love this one because it's a special projects week here on J360 Productions and during the Monster Fest. And let me just say this, this is week 4 of the Monster Fest, and I am excited to see what we have rolling out here because, man, you guys are going to be in for a great lineup. Who would have thought after us knocking out milestones for jams and the J-Man show leading into more from the Mini Bites, and then not to mention some of the other shows that are coming back into prominence, we are going to be dealing with J360 TV a lot this week in addition to J360 Radio. Yeah, it's always a big event and pretty special when we do. So I'm just like, yeah, let's go ahead and make this the week. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you think about this. You see, this will be a very unusual one because some of the shows that you're used to being on certain times and stuff have shifted a little bit. So we will be starting with the Mini Bites right now. And then tomorrow, you guys get a special concert of sorts. You get something very unique that me and the good Dr. Frankenstein have been planning behind the scenes. A Frightful Refrains reunion. And indeed, he released a compilation album called Frightful Refrains Volume 2, The Refrightening. And you are all getting a listening party tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock p.m. Central on J360 Radio. We are going through the entire playlist, just sitting back having a good time and enjoying the rest of Monster Fest in addition to that spooky atmosphere and seeing some of the best music created worldwide going across the airwaves tomorrow night. It's going to be a fun evening. I've been looking forward to doing this with him for quite some time because, good Lord, we did the first one together, and man, that was one hell of a great evening. And we were still on Spreaker then, as far as like J360 Radio was, and then after we did that, more people came into J360 Jams, of course, but at the same time, like, I got to know more musicians, I got to hear a lot of great music play by, and you know, me and Ferguson and I were just having a great time just talking about it and just shooting the shit while at the same time, finally, we have a lot in common regarding horror movies and not to mention entertainment in general. It was an awesome evening. And not to mention the chat room will be open for anybody who wants to stop by and sit down and, you know, just enjoy themselves. You know what I mean? It's a party, people. And the fact that that was released around the same time as Monster Fest this year? Hells yeah! I just love the idea of doing a special projects, you know? That's why they're always there just waiting to be done. And I can see a lot more happening down the road. So I don't want anybody to miss out on this, you know? And for those of you that are wondering if there will be a post-game, yes, there will be, and it'll also land at J360 TV as well. And I'm hoping that Content IT won't get in the way of it. Content IT's been kind of light as of late, because a few of the J360 Jams episodes did make it to J360 TV, so that's a very cool thing as well. So, you know, gotta keep those sequels and those originals together, if you get what I'm saying. Okay, and since that's happening on Wednesday, Thursday will bring about the aforementioned Project Conference 14, where I interview the gentleman from Clock Out Films about their awesome feature called Slaughter Beach. And then not to mention, we might get a little bit of inside information regarding First State of Fear and other things that they are doing. You do not want to miss that. It is a great conversation, an awesome interview where me and the guys are sitting back just chilling. And you know, you may see some things that you never thought you have seen, because I highly recommend you guys checking out Clock Out Films' work in addition to Slaughter Beach. A very imaginative, well-put-together horror film with a mix of comedy in it, and one doesn't overstep the other. You guys will love it. You can catch it on Tubi right now, or you can also check out the link in the description box below on how you can buy your copy. And a special shout-out to Dan and Brent right now as we're talking. And next, let's see, what are we going to do as far as Friday goes? Will Friday be another J-Man episode, or will Friday be J360 Jams TV 11? You know, I always like to keep J360 Jams TV more of a Saturday affair. Being that it's Monster Fest, let's go ahead and treat ourselves, shall we? Yup, J360 Jams TV 11 will be on Friday. Yup, it's happening, y'all. I was going to go ahead and have it be Saturday, but you know what? I figure you all might be really busy doing your own things. So this time we're going to go ahead and bend the rules a little bit, and we're going to go ahead and let Friday belong to Jams TV. All right? Yes, as wicked and as devious as this all can be, I figured that, you know what, maybe I'll go ahead and I'll dial back the J-Man show for like a weekend affair. That'll really, really tie everything together. So, like, it just makes sense. And then not only that, I haven't done a Saturday morning at 10 a.m. special in quite some time. And then for those of you that want to sit back and chill a little bit longer, God, I'm going to be all over the place this week, huh? for those of you that signed up for the Discord and everything, there will be more streaming going on. So a lot of horror elements happening, and not to mention Monster Fest madness. And this is just going to be right where it needs to be at, y'all. We are making this fourth week impactful for everybody.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
And all of you J360 fans have something special to look forward to. And I'm just like, this is going to be great. And then not to mention, like, I've been looking forward to Project Conference coming back. And then, like, with the right interview regarding Clock Out Films. And then not to mention, I wanted to do another Jams TV episode before Monster Fest ended. This is perfect. So, you know, we're just going to have ourselves a great time. And then not to mention, a lot of y'all have asked me about the reviews. And a lot of y'all have asked me about... And then, like, some of the other updates that we have going on, but you'll just have to pay attention to what happens. I mean, after all, you know, I can make all these announcements right here, but, you know, you guys need some time to breathe. We're not doing WWE stuff here right now, you know? Where you have to stay in step with the storylines and cover at least, like, well over, like, 5 hours of content. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, all in all, though, guys, this is just going to be an awesome week. And then not to mention, you know... It'll wrap next week. As a matter of fact, next week is the fifth week of Monster Fest, and my birthday is on October 30th, so yeah, we're going to have ourselves some fun with the upcoming upcoming greatness here, so lots of things are going to be looking forward to, but needless to say, I'm excited to see how things go, and damn, it's just interesting. You know what I'm saying? And then not to mention some of those nightmare tales that are coming along. You know, I managed to get some letters about that, and, hey, I told you I'm not responsible for the night terrors you get, and then some now, you know? Some of that stuff shook the hell out of me, too, a little bit. You know? I mean, shoot, ghost women. Think about it. And then not to mention, like, some of the, psychotic, two-sentence horror stories I've read over the fest. But, you know, hey, that's just the luck of the draw, you get what I'm saying? Speaking of which, there is another show that I would like to bring back before we wrap on Monster Fest this upcoming fifth week. And you know what? I ain't gonna give it away tonight. I know I did that last week, but nah, not this time. Speaking of which, though, for those of you that really would like to go ahead and leave me a couple of voice messages, I hope you know that you can, because the hotline will happily pick up information that you have. You know, if there's something that I left out, or if there's a moment where you guys would like to send like a minute to say something nice or whatever, entirely up to you. And that number will be 240-903-1634. All right? I would love to see what's on the J360 Legion's mind, even though I gotta think about the company I keep, so I'm probably asking for it. But you know what, though? That's the beauty of it, though, to see how you guys are celebrating, you know, Spooky Month for yourselves, and then some. I remember somebody asking me this, being the seventh one and all, would, like, you know, does things ever get boring? Does, like, you know, some of the movies don't hit like they used to? They hit just fine. I mean, like, sometimes it's good to rewatch stuff in addition to making room for the newer ones. Sometimes the newer ones just don't land like they should, so, you know, you gotta bleach them out with the older stuff. Which I have done with a few anthology films thus far in our journey this year. And then not to mention, you know, such as like when Terrifier 3 came out. What a nice trilogy, man. You know what I'm saying? I went back to go ahead and watch the first two. I was like, it all makes sense. Beautiful. I mean, it does in a very gore, morbid kind of way. But yeah, it was nice. I'm loving Art the Clown and, you know, Sienna. Sienna is such a... Okay, fine. I think the girl's cute. But the point is this. A well-written final girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are moments where some of the final girls really just... You know, you get tired of them after a while. But in this particular style, I was like, I want to see what the story does next. At least with Terrifier 4. And then, like, let us be honest. Out of all of the genres in film, you know, horror has been very consistent. I mean, let's just think about it. But... You know, I could dive on into this forever, or you guys are just going to have to wait for that J-Man special show, and then we can go ahead and converse about more things regarding the season. But I gotta get out of here after all. I got a lot to do and big shoes to fill. But fortunately, I have big feet. So let's go ahead and take that march, shall we? We're gonna walk the dirge tonight. All in all, though, you guys take care of yourself. Whoa, hold on a minute. Oh, yeah, one more thing. It is Jams Week next week. Yeah, that's right. J360 Jams 102 is happening next week. So submissions are open. Anytime any of you guys want to submit, like, your music to J360 Jams 102 for consideration, I need two tracks and a link that you would like to see grow. That way we can go ahead and help each other out here. And it needs to be sent to me before, let's see, Thursday of next week at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Okay? Alright, well, this is J-Man signing off. Y'all keep enjoying the Monster Fest waves, and I'll catch you later. Peace!
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.